Stretch it out, stretch it out. And relax. No, that's enough movement. Good day? Bad day? Somewhere in between day? Yay! We aim for the middle ground. That was okay. Did the emails, walked the dogs, actually organized things. It was a perfectly acceptable adult day. So now, obviously, all I want to do is get in my pajamas, assume the fetal position, and lay between your thighs. Because they are the chunkiest, monkiest, most adorable thickness in the world. I'm very comfy. That'd be ridiculous. They're perfect. Right, they're as close to perfect as a thing can be. Stop being silly or I'll bite you. Not in the do it again kind of way. I'm in the ouch kind of way. And be nice to yourself. Do it. Do it now. Because it's not good for you. And it's not good for me, and you have to be nice to me. It's the law of the law of the law of the land. Plus, I am the Netflix account owner. You have to think about that. Give me those thighs. Doing? No, you don't understand. Once I've laid down on you, the same rules apply that would apply to a puppy or a cat. You cannot move. Because it would be highly rude, and you're not highly rude, you're a good boy. Yes, you are. Of course you are. You're a gentleman and degenerate, but that's beside the point. No. Stay, please. I need you. Because you're warm and you smell nice. And I want the thighs. Feel safe. Warm and toasty. Mm. please? Please, 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 please. I'm so tolerable. Look how tolerable I am. How dare you? I am tolerable. Shush. Stop with the words out of your mouth. No! You're wrong. You were born wrong. You will live wrong. You will perish wrong. Shush! Infidel. Nonsense. Why would you say something so controversial? It's so irritatingly against my argument. I hate you. There's different rules that apply to me. Course there is. Because you actually are adorable and cute and sexy and all those things, and I'm just meh. I do have a Netflix account though. It's something. Just shush with the shushes. This is enough that I have you. Everybody wants you to love yourself, but nobody wants you to actually tolerate and understand yourself. That is just not on. No. I've been with myself 20-something years. I think I know whether I'm tolerable or not. Oh, let me feel sorry for myself just a little. Fine. Fine. Just stay still. I know. Never thought I'd say this, but I'd rather lay here than eat food. That's how heckin' good your thighs are. have magical healing properties that I would like to access, thank you. Yeah, but to access food, I have to move and leave here, so no, thank you. Yeah, but being hungry later is a problem for later. It won't be your problem. How rude. I am sometimes a tolerable delight. Fair enough. Not when I'm hungry. What shall we eat? Something quick. But tasty. Pasta? Tomatoes and veggies and cheese and garlic bread. Might be persuaded to decant from you if I can have garlic bread. It has that effect. Because it is the best bread ever. And bread's pretty good on its own. I'm both wanting to stop talking bad about each other. I mean ourselves. We need to stop talking bad about ourselves. I promise an attempt will be made. Only if you do. Promise? You swear on garlic bread? All right, I can trust you. Your shower. I'll stumble down to the kitchen and slave away, taking the things out of the freezer, putting them in the oven. It's so hard to be a woman. Love you. I am. Just for a moment. That's just rude. Coming.